And welcome to your news and current affairs program, the midday show, where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl, support from Osiwa and powered by AfriCell. Me, where they bring this edition of this program, midday show, come to you today. Mina Elizabeth Ali Blango. Like all time inside the program, we get plenty news, information, and entertainment. So stay tuned for the next 1 hour as the program na midday show. You can be part of this program by way how you go send your text message to the number 0779-81981. 0779-81981. Now the number that you for send your text message or be part of the program as the program na midday show. We take with first issue inside the program. The land book, well body, and water sector. Na area them way for long term people learn they get need for. Because of the kind way how people can strain for get access to delivery service of them sector, yeah. And as way for help government improve on the sector them. Christian Aid Saloon, through the donor partner them, DFID, UK Aid. Don't pull na do the strengthen accountability building inclusion project, Sabi. Usai the deputy head of DFID na Saloon say, this project na for improve and get strength to land book, well body, water sector and other one them. He say, na the community people them for take ownership of this project. Sabti Yukalong gets more and now go reports.
Delivery team lead na the president's priority recovery plan. Even Akisoya don't say, where community people and fully involved per project them, where organization, NGO and government institution them, can carry on a different community them can come out fine. Because he say, in any community, na the people where tap they get more sabi, panting the way go develop the community and then serve.
Communities who are the beneficiaries, who are the people about whom this is all being done, or for whom this is all being done, they stand to benefit. In June 2014, there was a meeting of ministers at the World Bank who were looking at the concept of delivery teams. So what we're doing here in Sierra Leone is unique. It's actually something that's done in other countries. There are at least 6 countries on the continent of Africa who have delivery teams. They weren't set up because of a crisis, as was ours. It didn't take long for everyone in the community to recognize that that wasn't the way forward. The way forward was community engagement and ultimately community ownership. And it was when we changed to community ownership, when we put communities at the heart of what was being designed by way of a response, that we eventually beat the scourge that was the Ebola. So it's a privilege and an honor to see that theme of community ownership continue to run through the President's recovery priorities, what's also referred to as the post-Ebola strategy. The way the PRP, the Peasants Recovery Priorities, has been designed has community ownership at its heart.
A talk this, where a pull nado the strengthening accountability and building inclusion project, SABI for short. Osa is say, the SABI project they in line with the president's priority recovery plan. As he say, the project on the given support on education, health, and other one them.
So, in regards to the community ownership, we have the monitoring role. But it doesn't stop there. The SABI team had talked about the importance of data. And data, making sure decisions are made based on data. The PRP has worked within a limited scope. And SABI is supporting us three of those areas, health, education, and social protection. The work of SABI in collaborating with the PRP will be mutually beneficial to what SABI is doing and to what the PRP is doing.
The delivery team lead na the president's priority recovery plan. Yvonne Akisoya continue say, because the president's priority recovery team, they work with the strengthening accountability and building inclusion SABI projects, that go make the delivery team able for implementing project and also achieve what in the inside the president's priority recovery plan.
The work of SABI in collaborating with the PRP will be mutually beneficial. SABI is going to be here for 4 years. The PRP was a program which started in 2015, supposed to go on with an initial early recovery, and will end this June. But the concept of the systems we've developed will live on, and they will be strengthened by the work that SABI is doing. Yes, SABI will benefit as a program. Yes, the PRP will benefit as a program.
Yvonne Akisoya, the delivery team lead, na the president's priority recovery plan and say the area them we SABI project focus on go improve the well-body and Lambook sector. Inside a talk as one panel do no partner them, the deputy head of Department of International Development at Salon DFID, Chris Gabel say the SABI project na for change the life of Salon people, we make it say community people important pan this program, because it say the program they target side them, where they be in pan land book, well body, water, and other one them.
As devastating as the Ebola crisis was, we all collectively learned about what we could do better. How we, to all of us, the need for community engagement and showed us the real potential for citizens to play a more active role in solving problems and in developing Sierra Leone. Communities, young people, many of you are here in the room today, took a lead, a really important lead in gathering data, raising awareness, successfully persuading people to change unsafe behavior.
Chris Gabel continue say, they go want for see this project improve and get strength to the education and well-body sector.
To government and city of Sierra Leone as opposed to the program. In the short term, we see the SABI program building on those networks I mentioned before that were developed during the response from previous interventions, with support at the local level and improved data. As you've seen some of the information that was put up on the screen earlier, it is now our expectation that communities and service providers will be better able to discuss local priorities, together work to improve the quality of the services being.
Chris Gabel, the deputy head of DFID na Salon carry on say, the SABI project are for all man na Salon. We make it end say, then go want for see community people involved more, pan strengthening accountability and building inclusion project SABI. Christian Aid, na the lead implementing partner for the SABI project na Salon. Inside a talk for Christian Aid, Jean Kamara, the country director, say they don't begin implementing project na some side them na the country.
So SABI is doing with knowledge and to have the mindset shift. We had a lot this morning about mindsets. To have the mindset shift, put them at their elbow, to have all decisions which affect their daily lives and livelihoods addressed. And as Christian Aid also, we seek to see all people fulfill their basic right to access to those services which are essential for a healthy and secure life. Our program aims to see a more inclusive scenario where, as you've seen this morning, where gender, where lack of power, where lack of ability are no longer barriers treatment. Our SABI program will build on Christian Ekseyeyo's own gains on the inclusion agenda as we continue to put power and gender at the heart of our programmatic intervention.
A continue say they don't also begin do community engagement. Also, community people don't talk about things they will go develop themselves and in community. As it say, social protection, education, water, energy, and other one them na priority inside the SABI project.
In the mandated sectors of health, of water, of energy, education, and social protection. And to bring the evidence of bi-district level and look at profile the data within national conversations and planning spaces. The ultimate goal is to improve the range and quality of service delivery provided for the citizenry of Sierra Leone in the designated sectors as prescribed by the contract.
The country director na Christian Aid, Jean Kamara N say, the information where they don't get from people and where they don't talk to, then go look inside the information and they for implement the development issue there where the people they don't talk about. The Strengthening Accountability and Building Inclusion Project, SABI, they last for 4 years. Na DFID UK Aid, na the international donor partner them, and na Christian Aid, na the main implementing partner na Salon, we get for work with other organization them for implementing SABI project. For the Society for Radio Democracy, me na Saptiu Kalonde report.
And the program where you dey listen to na midday show, it dey come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM. You for be part of this program, send your text message to the number 077-981-981, or you get a chance for listening we online on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa and powered by Africell. And same way, so you go now with Facebook page, like with Facebook page, Radio Democracy 98.1 FM, and you go get we live. Now, inside the studios with me, I get Mrs. Fudia Bla, we na the chair lady for Sarah Grounds na Victoria Park. E den I also for talk about the registration process we neck go start March 20 this year. And same way so e dey also for same way so talk about Sarah Grounds project where they carry on currently na the ground day. Hello and welcome to the program.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Alright, make us move to start with before we go to the registration. Tell me from the time where would they expect several grounds for them come up and get a good structure. Tell me how it did from that time to now.
Well, from the time where we've been inside the market, to this time now, where they don't pull with and say for make day. So now the car way almost every week I check now the place. They almost the improvements they come. Ebla say almost every day.
Improvements in
the, then they try, the people that they try, the building they go on. Well, na the one they would the contractor they would inside there, and they do well for we right now.
Who that they do this project? Who that are the people that way they do this project in several grounds?
Nah, the head then na Mr. Senesi, then the with the Chinese man there.
Organization or institution where na them go take on say we go do this.
Na nasit them.
Okay, na nasit.
Yes, na then the waiting
side. What do they expect na building the?
Well, na the markets. And the market's not in the pan do bill for we day.
How the market get for tan leg? The structure you get for look leg.
Wow, the damn important if una go there. It very fine if una see him. The place fine even last week. Because of we for say no more we appreciate so waiting the people and they do for we. We say do big work there last week. We cook for the workers them. For the government for say we self appreciate waiting and they do for winner the place. We do good it we make we call, even call some of our comrades and they do they we call a Star TV, we call a SLBC for plus if for a way use. They all go then go see waiting and waiting would go do for them. Because we're glad for waiting and they right now. They know they even sit down for that. The time more they get for the workers then they for now, an office reach 1 hour for lunch. What did they do there?
Now, if you don't return leg for now, for the fact that you don't get side day, you know,
we've been really suffer. We really struggle in the place. The only thing that we've been can help we, that the mayor and Mr. Sanasu, when are the head day for the markets, now he try for talk to the mayor talk to the president, Let them help we forgive we place. Then they go help we forgive we road the streets. They don't give we the place really, but the place small for we. But any kind way, we know say now we then they build for the markets. We they manage because we know say first priority now we then get for put stay. But the main problem now where the more now we now decide toilets not in that entire place day. Big people, yes, people in the disgrace in that place, especially big people there. It's not really easy. So there's most of the people in past them kind of caught sire. I think one place there, they were people can go manage for ease and safe. It's not really easy. Most of the mommy them, we they sorry more for the woman them. So we beg the government, do you let them make favor for we? If not inside that Victoria Park, toilets there, they wouldn't just lock no more left and so. We they beg the government make way for we for logo able get way? That toilets they let them able give them. For logo they use them. It's not easy for we for that side. But the business side, we they manage. Because we no say now we didn't build for the markets.
So how long you feel say that project still go get for last for
when? From now to the kind where we self can interview at times, and say from now to November, and they try for handover.
Now how much story building with the talk about?
I say they go up to 6 stories now.
So now markets no more when I get for the do day, and I not get for do any other business the minus markets.
No, we already say they get for do bank day, bank go get for open day, car park get for day. Boku things then they go get for the inside the markets. Even some like they get for make something like daycare where we the business people then they go do business day, we get we picking them. Then get all that waiting say they then do and they for we then get for do and they for we. Okay. And that's then say before.
All right, continue for day with me inside the studios. In name in Mrs. Fudi Agbola and him na the chair lady for the Sewa Grounds markets na Victoria Park. Mm-hmm. As Idena Yaso for talk, but the registration process we neck go get for start March 20 this year. And the same way, so they talk about the Sewa Grounds markets, the projects we they carry on the right now under NACIT. The program we they listen to now, midday show, and it they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You self get the chance for be part of this program. Send your text message to the number 077-981-981. Or you get the chance to listen we online on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Support from Osiwa and powered by Africell. Not forget for go now with Facebook page. We did it live on Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. We did take another issue inside the program. Justice Musu Kamara don't sentence 127-year-old man for go jail for 5 years because the courts find him guilty, say, he do mommy and daddy business with one 10-year-old girl picking by force. For more on this lay, we join with court reporter Matthew Kwati.
One judge, Justice Musu Kamara, don't sentence one 27-year-old man, Yusuf Conte, for go jail for 5 years. For where he been find him guilty, say, he been do mommy and daddy business with one 10-year-old girl picking na free tongue inside November 2011. This be where the convict, Yusuf Conte, be appearing at the High Court before Justice Musu Kamara Tuesday, March 14 this year for answer to the offense of unlawful carnal knowledge, contrary to Section 6 of the Prevention of Cruelty Act, Cap 31 of the laws of Sierra Leone, 1960 as amended, where the state being charged him with, and where the judge being found him guilty of. Now lawyer Aruna Jallo and lawyer Ibrahim Tijan Bangura, now the state prosecutor them, we been prosecute this sexual offense case na court. And a lawyer Sonia Bobani Brown been represent Yusuf Conte na court pan this case. Where the judge, Justice Musu Kamara, been the give in judgment pan this sexual offense case na the High Court, he say he don't find the accused, Yusuf Conte, guilty of the sexual offense where the state don't charge him with, because he said the prosecution been don't produce plenty evidence against the accused na court for proof say the accused been do mommy and daddy business with the 10-year-old girl Pekin na free tongue inside November 2011. For sake of this, Justice Musu Kamara been tell the court say it is sentenced Yusuf Conte for go jail for 5 years na the male correctional center. Where the lead state counsel for this case, lawyer Aruna Jallo, been the talk na court before the judge been sentenced Yusuf Conte, he been tell the court say the judge for sentence the accused for make a go jail for 10 years because he say the accused been do mommy and daddy business with this small girl picking inside November 2011, where this picking be old 10 years. For sake of this, the lead state prosecutor for this case, lawyer Aruna Jallo, been tell the judge say the sexual offense where Yusuf Konte been done commit inside November 2011 a serious criminal offense. Where the defense counsel for the convicted accused, woman lawyer Sonia Bobani Brown, been they make in plea of mitigation before Justice Musu Kamara been sentenced Yusuf Konte, he been tell the judge for make a go temper justice with mercy where he dey sentence him because he say the convicted accused when a in client na first time offender as he don dey na jail na the male correctional center from November 2011 up to this term where he been dey wait for in judgment. For sake of this, the convicted accused in lawyer will come out from the legal aid board be ask the judge for sorry for him and not forgive him heavy prison sentence as he don't learn in lesson na prison, and he say he not go commit other criminal offense them again where he go don't serve in prison sentence done at the male correctional center. As all this they be the magistrate for the Freetown Magistrate Court number 1, Magistrate Dr. Abubakar Bine Kamara, not been give one gold miner, Mohammed Kamara, bail, and he don't send him go na the male correctional center for the first term, for where police allege say he been take the complainant, Aminata Bangura, in boy picking, Hassan Kamara, way old 12 year, illegal one, na Freetown, and he been take him go na Kono for go sell him, where the picking in mama not been agreed to that. According to the police, they been catch the accused where he been make attempt for sell the complainant in picking na Kono. This be where the accused, Mohammed Kamara, be appear at the Freetown Magistrate Court number 1 before Magistrate Dr. Abubakar Bine Kamara Wednesday, March 15 this year, for answer to the offense of human trafficking contrary to Section 2(1) of the Anti-Human Trafficking Act of 2005, where the police don't charge him with. The police prosecutor for this case, na Inspector Ibrahim S. Mansari, the accused not been get lawyer for represent him na court pan this case. Where the police be arrest the accused, Mohammed Kamara Nakono, where he been one for sale the complainant in boy picking, then been report this criminal matter na the Kono police station for investigation. The police na the Kono police station been later transfer this matter to the Harbor Police Division na Kleintown for further investigation. And na the Harbor Police Division been charged the accused go court with the offense of human trafficking. Magistrate Dr. Abubakar Bine Kamara do adjourn this human trafficking case to March 27 this year for the Society for Radio Democracy. Matthew Kwate, the report.
And the program where you listen to na midday show, it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM. You self get a chance for add your voice and your comments on the issue them all they discuss na the program. By way how you go send on to 077-981-981 or you go na with Facebook page comments day on the issue them all they discuss. As inside the studios, we get Mrs. Fudi Agbola, we na the chair lady for Sewa Grounds. We then a Victoria Park. I say then I also for talk about the registration process. We neck go start March 20 this year. And on same way, so they also for talk about the project where they carry on now the Sewa Grounds Market. Now we they talk, but we still there inside the project before we come to the registration process. We don't they see say Sewa Grounds really be don't they get constraint challenge for let them get the market. Who said them it won't build palm body first before the president begin order say may them demolish them and try for come with another structure. Now we and we know say on around they pay on adduce them. Tell we if at all on around they comply for pay on adduce and if at all the dues on they pay to city council, they reflect na the market.
Well, did you say all the pay? Now, city council, they come it we who pay today.
Wait till you not get any idea what to make on the pay the dues.
Who no say when they yeah, for the market side and
the now, where that money they that money they won't have the pay so it reflects pound on the market
for do any other thing.
Mm-hmm.
No, that side, you no understand what then that side. No, it's not.
When they collect the money, they tell you the use of the money, say, like, for develop the market and all of that.
No, that's idea. They not tell we about that. It.
And we don't know they see any development with all the money we city council they collect from the market to man them.
Oh, we they see, say, the development they go on Nasit. Now, so we agree. That's now that we agree about.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, now we come to the registration process where you say you can at the studio for again. Tell me, what is your message where you want pass to? Who that day you want pass until? You
know? Well, we the pass until NEC, as well as the big one, them back the government. For say, we save, na part of saloon people there. We na see, me, we all na Sierra Leoneans there. Then we not go see them. We say elections, they come, they ahead of we. Then registration day, they come, we not put Sunday. We as Sewa Grounds chairman and the Sewa Grounds traders them. Now this will just sit down. We say, well, now we say the part of Sierra Leoneans say, let's sensitize people them. Let tomorrow people will come for election. Person who can say, hey, me, I want to do something for this man who I want to stand for, I want to waiting say for what they can stand. I let come, but I'm not able. I'll not be able to meet up for register. Now the time this for let themselves come out, let them do all kind of way for register from Monday because the registration with the reason are 2 weeks, you know, in order for go far. So inside these 2 weeks, we not go able to see them as trade as them, na sewa grounds. We say no boss, say for say we na Sierra Leoneans there. Let people they not left behind. Now we say come for to for help neck for do this.
So waiting go be una yon help. I una want help neck
for. Well, we serve the we right now what they say so. We not get but we try to we serve. We buy one set. Then says then now they now they go and make that waiting. Then I buy mic them. Because we not get mic for say we go and announce. I buy the yesterday as cheerleady. I do that. Then begin that then I make some waiting set for puts na the sets for the announce for this registration here. For announce now the time this will for register and that registration they will they do so is very important. So how then tell we say if I if you get that registration the ID card day you go able to use them for bank, you are able to use them for travel, so forth and so on. You able to do anything so far you as Sierra Leoneans. So now make yourself try say this. Now make now young people they not left behind. Now they sensitize them before some people and they not be waiting at hey. But if you they go tell you and your brother tell your sister tell him Pekin, well, they all go no say yes now. They were then said already. So now make we self make follow we self kind of radio. Let them know say we self then we self let them remember we say we are part of the people there. What they help neck. Then let neck they think of we right now like how they say so. Let them if they hear we voice. Let them self try for get we. Then get we na sewa grounds. They right now like this so meet your man left and they. Let them try for get we let them go meet up meet we. Let them know waiting we're waiting. We're ready for participate with them. We're ready for do everything for them, for help them.
Okay. Now you they talk for let them go meet you now. Waiting actually una go want if because now you don't talk say una don't buy 2-3 and sets they wanna don't put for let people then get the message about the process.
Yeah.
The registration process. Tell me actually which one I go want. How una want let neck come in. Is it that una want let una get challenged somewhere when neck go address?
Yes. We go want let the help we. Let the help we for something away we be say like how they say so. Na mon na learn we learn. Not to get and for we say for normal let we safe do something. Let them for say like help. For say we serve the help them, not so the normal for the duam. We say get capable for duam for help the government on thy neck. For say we say they able duam. Let them serve the think what we under. Let them come meet we or neither then send call we then continue for give we some help them for what we able say we say go continue. Say tomorrow everything if we come fine.
Gonna be don't send this message to neck.
No, we not send no message date. We just decide so for us now we can a radio station.
Alright, continue for the with me in the studios. In name na Mrs. Fudi Agbola and him na the chair lady for Sewa Grounds Victoria Park. E then I also for talk about the registration process. How far then save done the go for sensitize them, then company market woman them for make them see the need for go register. And the same way so they talk about the project way now sit the carry on na Sewa Grounds society in the bill. A market structure where you get forget different facility them. Continue for the with me at the studio. rights, different colors, one people weighed on for we by Lucky Duby. And if you just tune in, remember say the program where you listen to now midday show when I news and current affairs program, and they meet you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Make I tell you some of the things and where we don't discuss inside the program. The land book, well body and water sector now area them way for long term now people don't they get challenged for where we make Christian Aid Salon through then donor partner them defeat and UK Aid don't pull nado the strengthen accountability building inclusion project we na sabi project. Usa the deputy head of defeat na salon say this project na the community people them for take ownership for this project as it gets for improve on land book, well body and water na different area them na the country. And the same way so Justice Musu Kamara don't sentence 127-year-old man go na jail for 5 years because the court found him guilty say he do mami under the business with 110-year-old girl picking by force. Continue for stay with me na the program. The number na 077-981-981 or you get the chance for listening me online on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Support for Mosiwa empowered by AfriCell. Not forget for join me in our Facebook page. We did it live on Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Go there and send your comments on the issue them where we did discuss na the program. We did take another issue inside the program. This being term, some people wait on the experience blackouts na different parts them. Na Freetown, we express concern about the light problem na Freetown. We, according to the National Coordinator for Accountability Now Salon, William Saulamin say, one reason we make people they experience blackouts now, na because some people know they do the right thing. But the Minister of Energy, Ambassador Henry Macaulay, say the reason for the blackouts na because of generator problem. Mohammed Sherif gets more and go now reports.
Access to energy when a light. Now one major challenge where people in a different community them don't they get during the past and present government, even though development partner them. Don't they give couple and other supports them to government through the energy sector so that people go get light all time. But this still a big challenge in the country. And inside the current government under President Kuma, take the energy sector as one part in government priority areas them for improve on the light business na salon. And light, according to economists and professional engineers them, believe say light na one basic facility where they bring copper to the poor people and safe, make life better for them. But according to some people na Freetown say, thinking Tinganga during the dry season because they believe say that's not the time where people na the country not can enjoy better light compared to rainy season. And these some people we talk to Radio Democracy yes concerned about the blackout, we say don't turn bell and call on government through the Ministry of Energy for address the concern quick one.
From Lomli, Babadori. We concern that we not can get light normally from morning. They need to give it a past then 10 o'clock.
Mildred from Kisi, okay. We concern about the blackout that we too know they get light. Better the other side and they get the light and it. We need to give it for the old day, don't pass on how many days they need to give it light. So like pass we go for use then Chinese lights then for real.
Jean from Mauritan. We concern is that light not day, not at all. We need to get her and neither enough frequent. There really need for amend that situation day. The government or the Ministry of Energy, they need for address that situation day very quickly.
One businesswoman where they sell water, soft drink and other things them, we say, can use the copper for pay in house rent, pay school fee for 5 per in picking them where they go to primary and secondary school. Because the community now they experience blackout this BNTM, now make in order get better sell. And this is say they affect them for run in house.
I mean, thank you, Kosu. I sell popcorn, I sell water, I sell soft drink. Lights go, if I don't put me corn and me pot, don't lights go at the losses. If lights the normal, don't we start for pop the corn around 10 o'clock. All day, we'll sell something like that, 150,000. And we make profits. If light not there at all, we need to be able to make nothing. And the profit that they get now, they use for paying Pekin school fee and for do other things there at the home.
William Saulamin, na the National Coordinator Accountability now, believes say the issue of electricity na still challenge na the country. Make Abin ask him, but waiting, this get for do it.
It get for do with honesty and transparency in that particular sector.
How but honesty come into this?
Honesty for make we know say if they say they don't call generator, plant generator don't come for take care of the dry season every year, then they tell you say don't buy new generator, wait for take care of the dries. But when the dry season come, you know they see the kind of light where they reflect. So that they tell you say maybe they don't buy the machines, or if they buy the machines on them, the necessary equipment or staff they wait for day for man the machines them not available. So there is no clarity in all of this. You see, say things are still not clear.
The National Coordinator Accountability now Saloon William Saulamin believes say the plenty couple with government and then development partner them. They put na the energy sector. Not they see they reflect during the dry season.
Proper mechanism, the sector still not even put in place it. And government, they put huge amount of money. Don't know partner, they put huge amount of money into energy. But the people still during the rise, not they see that kind of reflection of what in government they put into the energy sector.
William Saulamin say the blackout na the municipality, they make thief and not abating them. They be in some community them, but the civil society activists them get the mandate for monitor different projects with government and non-governmental organization them can undertake. We get for do with the people. Make I been asked Mr. Lamin, but waiting then don't they do for address some party concern them. Where community people now they raise body blackout na the city.
I just come up Bo Kenima and Makini. We'll go get a town hall meeting where people can come out and give some of them challenges. So what do we continue to do? Will they monitor? Will they advocate and will they sensitize?
So the monitoring we una they do, what do they find out?
We still see say lapses then they.
But 6 months back, the Minister of Energy, Ambassador Henry McCauley, been said this year dry season people not go experience blackouts, but with the concern where people they raise body blackouts.
Make ready democracy ask them. The reason for the plenty blackouts, especially na Freetown.
We get generation problems, as simple as that. Nearly all of what they produce, we they evacuate.
What do you mean?
I mean, we get 2 plants in Kingston where they produce 9 megawatts. We get 1 plant in Blackall where they produce 7.5. The other one, they on maintenance, that's 16 megawatts where they produce on thermals. All they go to customer them. Bombona, as you know, the power don't go down. Now they get about 15 megawatts from Bombona. Even Adax, if we get some power from Adax, any power they give, all they go to customer them. So the problem we get in our generation.
With that, the question we want to ask now, na the ministry in plan, for address the community people and concern, and safe, not continue for experience the blackout, na the dry season again.
Government will take steps for bring contract an emergency power plant where they are now. In the next couple of weeks, hopefully, we'll get an additional 20 megawatts. We will boost the power supply. And then in addition, government, they make plans for bringing another 30 megawatts. This time, it will be more permanent power supply. We will make sure, say, at least, we will get the deep sayer again all year round.
Ready Democracy will still continue for monitor the effectiveness and efficiency of the 20 megawatts and serve the 30 megawatt additional power supply where the ministry go give for reduce the blackout where some community people don't they raise na Freetown for the Society for Ready Democracy. Mohammed Sharif, the report.
And the program where you listen to na midday show, it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You self get a chance to be part of this program. Send a text message to the number 077-981-981, or you get a chance for watch we live on we Facebook page at Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Go there and like the page and comment on the issue that we discuss now the program. As inside the studios, we get Mrs. Fudi Agbla, we in at the chair lady for Sewa Ground. Grounds na Victoria Park. And then I also for talk about the projects where na sit they carry on na the Sewa Grounds market. And the same way so they talk about the registration process where NEC go start March 20 this year. Now Mrs. Fudia, you na the chair lady for the Sewa Grounds market.
Yes, ma'am.
We know say this particular process where NEC don't come with the registration process. Yeah. It gets long, not like that first one where na just you name, mm-hmm. your date of birth and you address someone and they ask you.
Yes.
It's get a lot of
thing that we get for ask you. So I ensure una go be for pass the information and the wait. In the first place, you get the idea say then get for ask una plenty question inside this new registration. So I ensure for most especially people that we not go school, I wanna go make sure say then safe able for no say where are the goyanda. At this and get for go ask me and also 2, 3, 4 question them. It will plenty the question and more get for ask people
them. Well, let go de pui. Now I make a talk say we safe need their support. Because more some people then they don't sabi talk like who they talk to you safe. Pass you go talk to Ram certain Timni or other tribe them, you know, say Boku with the different tribes and in this country. Pass you go talk to them. Now I make who need one by more waiting self equipment the way they able to do them thing and for we. Like them mic there, then set there. We can able to do something like jingles them. Where they do them thing and they. Then jingles them, then we make them, we buy all that in the money. So we talk to neck, let them help we, let them give we money, let buy more things there, let do them thing there so. So now I make we self come up here. We say okay, follow we able to do them process there. So we say they do and a challenge for we. Because if they can't see us grab up, we say not to the normal for doing for we say the doam. Now I make we say okay, well, let come up here, let talk and say, we do am, let them say go help we. Then we ready for announce them from now till to Sunday. But waiting go prove where go help we, follow get money and for do them thing and they for buy then things and they will they need. Then we now go know now for sensitize the people there.
Okay, now this sensitization we wanna don't start. So it's wanna get ready, we wanna they use for talk to people them. Now which language them wanna don't put them?
Now Creole right now how they talk.
So how wanna want able for improve them because like how you talk, say wanna get different tribes them.
We the traders them. Now different people in Dede. Fulaman in Dede. Timni man, Limba man, Mende man, all the people in Dede. Then yanda na the heart of the city. So even yesterday net. Yesterday around them 4 to 5, up to 7 o'clock we sensitize people. Boku government people they go down and they appreciate the way they do.
So I got a plan for Duam in the other language. Yes.
Yeah, we talk to Timni people and they would defend Timni people them, we defend Limba people them, different people they would in at the markets. And they call them, then give them, mic them, for go do all them things in the.
So now now we still say other markets in the. We don't know how you go able for pass them message there, so you come in cheer lady, then we then save the cheer and the young markets them. Well, for let them come up with this same idea where you say don't come up with like your area. Mm-hmm. We now the several grounds for sensitized people them on the process for the registration.
Well, now make you come. For let them say here, we let them know say we all na serial unions them. Let them all stand. Not so for Timapo election 10 come without begin the dance. Don't it make sense? Now for begin do that sense day. For tomorrow, let not talk boku. What the 10 can you know able vote for you rights.
All right, continue for with me in the studio. In name na Fudi Agbola and in the chair lady for the Sewa Grounds Market na Victoria Park. They talk about the registration, the voter registration process. We next go start March 20 this year, and same way. So if we just don't talk about how far the project we now sit, they do now Sewa Grounds for build a big market for them, the market woman them now the Sewa Grounds market. Continue for the with me now the studio. Now we take another issue inside the program. Not forget for listen we live on the Facebook page. Comment on this, see them what they discuss now the program on Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. The commercial law court now body where the justice system set up for look inside national and international investment them where they work na saloon for address problem them within they get with community people and self make them know but they law them we them for follow within they do them business. But over the past year them the commercial law courts don't they get issue them but how them for do them work. We make for the first time Saloon don't host the first commercial law court summit. We bring together local and international experts them for share their idea for promote business growth and development na the country economy. Beside the Attorney General and the Minister of Justice, Joseph Fitzgerald Kamara, say the summit go give sabi to the commercial law court for do them work fine for make them put an
pan for learn and not put hand pan corruption business. I've been there, usai then be hold this summit and put this report together.
This na the first time Salon they host the first commercial law summit. We bring together different investors them na Salon and other country them. Where the aim na for bring together key stakeholder them for address the challenge where the commercial law done they get na the justice system na Salon as well for get strength to the country economic growth and recover from the Ebola crisis.
We have therefore established the Fast Track Commercial Court in 2010 to speedily handle commercial disputes using electronic case management and rules with mandatory alternative dispute resolution. Delivering commercial justice also requires a continued effort in the national fight against corruption. The payment of bribes to public officials diverts desperately needed funds from public hands into private pockets. It rewards irresponsible businesses with contracts and other favors, depriving responsible businesses, on the other hand, of opportunities to succeed. We must therefore work together and harder in dealing with that menace of corruption. Sierra Leone is currently a party to international instruments, but to enhance investor confidence, we must continue the hard work of harmonizing our laws with international instruments and best practices. Sierra Leone lawyers, whether in private practice, in-house, or advising government, need specialized training and experience in foreign investment negotiations that are typically complex and specialized. My government has increased the resources available to the Ministry of Justice to ensure that the contracts signed by the government are in the best interest of the people of Sierra Leone.
You just don't listen to the voice of the Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Joseph Fitzgerald Kamara, who will formally open the Commercial Law Summit on behalf of President Kuruma. Usa e bin dey talk about the thing them where governments don't do na the justice system and the thing them where they go get for git rank pan. The Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Joseph Fitzgerald Kamara, say this summit na for exchange idea with other country them where don't succeed per international business.
We exchange ideas. Second, we are in a position to learn from those that have done it from elsewhere, particularly the United Kingdom. To exchange ideas and tell us how the United Kingdom has done it, that London is now an international business center. We want to aspire to see Freetown be an international business center in Africa, expand our import work, and then make sure that we have reasonable resources, employment, open up the markets. Improved knowledge on the work that we're doing to ensure that our people in the country have the greater benefit of engaging in international business and even local business.
Where it talk about how the justice system for be transparent and avoid corruption inside and work, where we bring change and transform the country for be investment friendly. The Honorable Mr. Justice Blair, now the judge na the High Court of England and Wales, and same way so na the judge where they in charge of the commercial court na England.
The judges can only be as truly independent in any country because they're allowed to be in our government. They must be properly resourced in doing their job. They must not operate in the shadow of corruption. This summit has been a crucial opportunity, well taken by the participants in the summit, to identify the things which need to be done to create an investor-friendly environment. This summit is a truly brilliant start. It is now for the government, business and legal system in the months and years to come to make the change, provide the landscape for prosperity and stick by the changes that they make now.
The Sierra Leone Investment and Export Promotion Agency, SLIPA, where they work now for promote Salon to international investor them where they come na the country, and same way so they work with the small and big investor them na the country, for to map strong for begin exports na other country them. Being get role for play inside the first Sierra Leone Commercial Law Summit, where according to the board chairman na SLIPA, where same way so na the chairman for this summit, Olunigi Robin Coker, say the 14 recommendation them where they don't come up with, one of them na for get rank to the judiciary, forget the sabi on how for handle them case here, so that investor them go no say law day for them na the country.
So what we don't do today, we don't come out with 14 recommendations for input a new arbitration act, for increase the training judiciary itself, the judges, their support staff, etc. For think about an anti-corruption division of the High Court so that the anti-corruption cases not only they go work fast, but that the people when they do anti-corruption case really understand how to handle anti-corruption case. Because in the past, you go get Okay, so you need all of the internet before be addressed. As I said, when you go sell saloon, you need for people to say, now this we don't do, now this we don't do. This still then called the rule of law, for no say, law then at the country, the law get it, and the law fair. Very important to investor. So now at Slipper, what would you go talk about saloon? We will say, now this we don't do by the law, now this next we want to do based on the recommendations. So make you know, say, when you can at saloon, you can invest. Whether you're a foreign investor or even you're a local investor, when you put money at the ground, your money secure. The problem there, court system there, we fair for make sure say, you address issues in a fair manner without partiality.
Honorable Justice Abdullahi Ahmed Cham, now the Chief Justice na Saloon. Inside in your talk, he say, Saloon need good recommendation na the judiciary for practice commercial law justice.
Leave new investors to Sierra Leone instead of other countries. It will mean that the economy of this country will grow. This summit must lead to practical recommendations for improvement in the foreseeable future. After today, we need to ensure that recommendations are followed up and made well. That must be done as a partnership between business, lawyers, judges, and governments. I want to assure you of the readiness of the judiciary and indeed the judges of the Fast Track Commercial Court to absorb and accommodate the views, suggestions, and recommendations that will come out of this summit for us to better deliver on our mandate.
The three private sector companies that we organize this program, Abbott Smith, Standard Chartered Bank and the Prudential Company, been pulling out the Investor's Guide to Sierra Leone with support from Slipper, Saloon Government and other partner them. We will produce plenty information them to the investor them, been form part of this program. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Elizabeth Ali Blango, the reports.
And the program where you de listen to na midday show, it come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Inside the studios, we get Fudia Gula, we na the cheerleader for Sewa Grounds, na Victoria Park, as it so for send message on the registration to markets people them. And same way, so talk about how the project done they carry on for Bill Markets, na the Sewa Grounds market. Now, we don't know what's the registration, and we don't see when it come for people and vote during election and market woman the more can take the lead.
Yeah.
So with all waiting done the happen on the country, how na see say the trend they go away for make una get more zeal for tell people and for go register.
Well now this they call Sierra Leonean, you understand? Sierra Leonean, we na people away BC, we always get courage by any other thing so far. The more like how they see so. How things they go, if you say where things they go, sometimes you see say they come wrong or neither right, you no want to do the right thing, you know, go fine. Now the right thing you feel say, who for do for Sierra Leone, let Sierra Leone straight. Then me feel say, the main important thing at Sierra Leone, the registration, where you come out and say register, if you register, for nine call you Sierra Leonean. If you register, you get a registration card day, you get them. That they don't do for you, for argue for anything. So far, now you go declare you say you na Sierra Leonean. You business person. You know for you don't say me na business person, me na trader. Now even you get for they with the government. If you say no, they with the government, well now you not to Sierra Leonean.
Okay, so whose message we want send to your company market to man
so are they talk to all you now? Are they talk to all me company trader them? Not to say what grams no more. But all the traders them inside Sierra Leone. Are they talk to them, say let them grab, let them team up. Farm for this registration because you know go long, you know get for months now, about 2 weeks from the 20 up before to I don't know the date safe, that's almost 2 weeks, that's what you get for go. So from that day from Monday me they talk to me company business woman, they let them grab, let them team up from that day no already for register.
All right, okay. Mm-hmm. In name na Famata and Fudi Agula, and in at the cheerleader for Sewa Grounds Market. Make a read 1-2 text message because them don't catch me where you go draw the cuttings of today's edition. This one from Sam JC. When will this administration end blackout completely in Freetown? Really frustrating for the nation of less than 7 million inhabitants. The people need constant electricity, water supply, good goods, health care,
healthcare facility, good quality education for all to live a decent life. This shouldn't be hard for any serious-minded group of leaders that asked the people for their votes. And this come out from Sam J. And this other one say, from Dennis Claudius Simon Palmer. He say, good afternoon, Radio Democracy 98.1. He say, it a watch we live from Norway, keep it up, and a job well done. Thank you so much. And this one again from KB Contest say, another diamond again, okay, but we not talk anything but diamond. Because of time and time don't catch we been get inside the studio. Mrs. Fudi Agbulawe, na the chair lady for Sewa Grounds Market na Victoria Park. As it be done, then I ask who they talk about the registration process where next go start for where will be March 20 this year. They call on market woman them and traders them for make themselves go register. And same way, so talk about the project where NASITs, where they carry on a Sewa Ground, where NASITs they undergo for build market structure. Na the Sewa Ground. Thank you very much for being part of this program. Well, now, so this program, midday show, go tap for today. Plenty thank you to my colleague them. We don't go out and bring on a different report them. And to my producer, Alex Lawrence Kuruma, and the rest of the production team. We don't send things them for let on a listen to the program. Mr. Otis Parkinson, we give the technical support. And Seth, Mr. Kavura, we na ina the cameraman. We don't make sure say on a able for see we live. Na Facebook page. Me we bring this edition of this program in Elizabeth Ali Blango. Do get yourself a lovely day, but continue for listening to Radio Democracy for the very best in radio broadcasting.